This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.
Sports Radio 610 presents Seth Payne and Sean Pendergast.
We coming to H-Town. Let's get to work in, man. Let's go.
Great day. Great day. Oh, give me some juice, baby.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, what's happening, everybody? Happy Monday to all of you. Nice to be with you. Hope you had a great weekend. Appreciate you getting up with us. We are with you till 10 a.m. this morning. I am Sean Pendergast. He is Seth Payne. How was your weekend, my friend?
Oh. My weekend couldn't have been more fantastic.
Delightful.
Once the actual weekend started on Saturday. So between Blanco and Javier and the lineup in general, there's nothing as it's always been. Absolutely nothing to worry about with this Astros team.
No.
Something I learned this weekend.
It was funny to hear some of the post-game comments yesterday. By the way, welcome in. The Astros take 2 out of 3 from the Rangers over the weekend, but it did not start well, as you are alluding to, Seth. It was funny to hear some of the players after the game last night talk about this jagged start that they've had as if it's over. Like, yeah, you know, we were never really worried, you know, during the start. I'm like, you're still 6-11, man. Like,
you're still,
have you looked at who's starting this Braves series this week?
I'm glad you pointed that out, Sean. When I listened to some of that, I did the same thing. I was like, wait a second, did I miss time?
Did I go on a bender
that I forgot about? Yeah, it's not like you're completely out of the dark right now. You still do right this moment, Sean.
Yeah.
The Astros have the second worst ERA in all of baseball.
Yeah.
So it's pretty bad. Like you're not in an awesome position. The lineup and the offense really looks like it's on its way back to kind of making measuring up with some of the non-marquee stats. Like, yeah. they've been hitting the ball well. They've got a boatload of hits. Right. They got the most hits in the league.
Yeah.
They just hadn't actually scored runs with a lot of it. So they started to come back into focus this weekend.
Yeah, I feel better. You know, I feel better. Because, the lineup is hitting. They were coming up with key hits. They were having some Astro-like rallies. It wasn't just Yordan hit a 3-run bomb. And you know what I mean? Like, the bottom of the order was doing some things. They manufactured runs when they needed to manufacture runs. Yeah, the hitting I feel good
about. Some aggressive base running that didn't result in head scratching, mind numbing outs. It was
right,
nice.
Right. It was good. But man, it did not start off well. On Friday with old
JP
France. Yeah, yeah.
So to be clear, just so everybody knows, even though everything's awesome now, they are dead last in the AL West. They're only a half game behind the Mariners, only one game behind the A's. So if I had told you 3 weeks ago that hey, you'd only be one game behind the A's after 17 games into the season, would you take that? I'm sure 99% of people said yes.
I would have said then, my guess would have been the A's are off to an uncharacteristic tear. You know, like if someone had told me they're a game back of the A's, like before the season, when tax day rolls around, you're going to be a game back of the A's, I would have said, man, the A's are off to a rip-roaring start then, because I wouldn't expect the Astros to be 6-11. Now the A's are 7-9. By their standards, that is a rip roaring start.
Right, yeah. Right.
Yeah.
So the Yankees are 12-4 right now.
Yeah.
The Guardians are 10-5.
Dude, can I just
tell Royals are 10-6. You're welcome.
Yeah. Can I just tell? I have during this triage start the Astros have been on, I paid zero attention to the rest of the standings. I'm like, I'm so hyper focused on them having to win a game at a time and just kind of get out. But at least it's the Braves coming to town now. You know, at least they can really build on this with the Atlanta Braves coming into town. Maybe they can build on this, get a little momentum, right. Beat a good team. Yeah.
Verlander may start as soon as Friday.
Yeah.
So there's
Washington.
That. We've got that going for us,
yep.
Which is good. Yeah. And Framber might return before the team travels to Mexico City at the end of the month. So both of those guys hopefully back by the month of May.
Well, I think that's probably the biggest development of the weekend was they won a couple games against the Rangers. That was big. But like off the field, the Framber thing looking like it's not going to be a big deal is huge for this team.
Right.
It's absolutely huge. That's and honestly, I'm probably short-selling it. That's probably bigger news. That's probably bigger than the two wins they got over the Rangers, is that you're, we'll call him the co-ace of this team, along with Verlander. Like, they're on about the same level these days when they're fully healthy and pitching well. That's probably the biggest news of the weekend, is that the Framber thing is not a five-alarm fire. He's coming back.
Right, right.
You know?
Yeah, that was one of those confusing situations where with this team, when you hear elbow discomfort or soreness or anything like that,
yeah.
Or inflammation was the word they used, then it could go multiple directions. Some good, some atrocious.
Yeah.
So, yeah, and as like, I mean, like the fact that there's any indication at all that they're coming, that he's coming back, obviously it's not the dreaded UCL.
Yeah. Yeah, which it's been around baseball, not just the Astros of late. I mean, so many injuries around
baseball. You know
baseball.
What, though? It's not as bad. It's not as bad, actually. This has happened before. The UCLs right now are not, like, crazily bad compared to previous years. A lot of people are blaming the pitch clock for a situation which is honestly pretty much, like, where it's, like, there have been multiple times in the last 15 years where there's been this many UCL injuries before the pitch clock. So okay. I'm not freaking out about that now anymore either.
Okay. So so it didn't start out well Friday. I was at a charity event and I'm just getting push notifications and I'm like, oh, another one of these innings, eh? JP France, 6 runs in the third. So they've had multiple pitchers give up huge innings over the last week or so. Within a 5-day period, they had 4 different pitchers give up at least 5 runs in an inning.
Yeah.
Over last week. And as we all forecasted before the season, the guy who is going to straighten it all out every single time is Ranel Blanco. Ranel Blanco is the guy you turn to. And I got nervous for Ranel Blanco on Saturday because he gave up 2 in the first or second inning, I want to say.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, somebody coughed on him and now he's giving up big innings. And this is no, but he only gave up 2 runs. And I think more importantly, the Astros, able to rally after that. They had a big inning. You know, they themselves had a big 7-run inning in that game. And that kind of, hopefully this kind of opens the floodgates a little bit offensively. As you pointed out, Seth, getting on base hasn't been the problem. Getting guys home has been the problem. And they were really good. The offense was really good this week. Good to see Altuve doing what he does to Uvalde, which is hit bombs against him.
Yeah. Honestly, this is 100%. This is 100% about the pitching and whether or not they get guys back healthy or not. I mean, the lineup's going to be just fine, especially when maybe you swap out, you know, I don't know, perhaps a given Italian sounding minor leaguer for
Lo Perfido, dude. Okay, yeah. He had 3.
Just
home
every
runs
time
on
I
Friday.
Look up, every time I look up, he's hitting 19 home runs per game.
He had 3 home runs on Friday. That was the other thing. While the game was going into the toilet at Minute Maid Park on Friday, Lo Perfido is hitting 3 bombs, including a grand slam. He hit another one on Saturday too. He's got 10 this year so far. So we'll see. We'll see what happens. They asked Dana Brown about him over the weekend. And he said something to the effect of, like, yeah, he'll be up at some point. He could be a nice utility piece for us. I'm like, nice utility piece? He's your first baseman when he gets up here.
Right.
Things are still going the way they are.
The thing about Lo Perfido is he's had, like, a pretty rapid ascension after, like, not being necessarily all that remarkable. And I think that, like, for a kid that's striking out a lot still, despite his power, it's relatively newfound power. As much as I'm trying like hell not to panic here, like I'm trying to be okay with them taking their old school time with him to be sure that they're not bringing him up too early. Because what are you going to, I mean, you don't want him to come up and languish on the bench and just pinch it every now and then or grab a start here or there. Like you want to be sure that you can just go ahead and slot him in. I mean, it's a big jump for a team that's already taken a bunch of pitchers who weren't ready and thrown him up there. Like I'm not so eager right in this moment to get Loperfido up there until they feel totally comfortable.
No, you got to let this heater play out that he's on right now. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, as you point out, he strikes out a lot. That's a sign that this could just be, you know, this could be the wide range of some sort of sugar
right.
high that he's on right now. You know what I mean?
Right, right.
So they got to let that play out.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.
Now, I didn't get to see this. I saw it on the highlights, but Brock Burke beaning Jordan on Friday with the Rangers up by a bunch of runs, and then Tucker hit a home run on the very next at-bat, stared him down. Since the beaning of
the mega backflip and stared him down on the home run, yeah.
Yeah.
It was everything. This was kind of like – it feels like Luno – going after what's his name there, the Yankees manager in 2015. It was a little bit of manliness that I think got the spark going.
Joe Girardi, I think, is
yes,
who you're thinking
you,
of.
Yeah, you, yeah.
Brock Burke, the pitcher,
feels like forever ago.
Ended up punching a wall and breaking his hand and going on the IL after that. But since the beaning of Jordan on Friday, the Astros outscored the Rangers 22-7. Brock Burke might have been the wake up call that the Astros needed right there. So yeah, 22-7 since the beginning.
You know, there's something nice about them seeing what it's like to have a pitcher break his hand while punching a wall.
Yeah, it's not us for a change. That's good.
Yeah. I like, you guys are such amateurs. You're so new to all of this. You're just trying to copycat us in every possible way.
Do you think Brock Burke called Philip Maton afterwards? Just like a little advice on how you handle that after you punch a wall or a locker or something?
Oh, no. Maton doesn't own a telephone. That'd be way too much human contact for him.
True.
Don't be stupid,
Sean. All right. So the Astros, they a nice little two-game winning streak at home. First time they won back-to-back at home since early September of last season. Wheatstraw checking in early from the crane over on Westheimer over there. The show before y'all said the Texans are a super team because of Diggs and Danico Autry. Okay, agree or I would have said Danielle Hunter, but okay. So I heard a little bit of that conversation, Maggie and Perloff. Yeah, the Texans were
a super team, huh?
A super team, I guess.
Yeah, Perloff can take that and shove it where the sun don't shine. Yeah. I don't need any talk of super team. There's no such thing as a super team in the NFL. If there's one thing I know about super teams in the NFL is that they look awesome through November and then they fizzle the hell out. So
yes.
No. I will accept no super team.
We do not want that.
I'd rather get off to a slow start than to be recognized as a super team and before the season really begins.
We get some pressers today, man. We get D'Amico. We get C.J. Stroud. The offseason.
Yes.
Will Anderson. The offseason program is beginning today. We're here.
Right. Right.
Yeah.
So we start to get this rotation of players, usually like two or three guys a week. That's when once OTAs begin and everything and the off-field practices begin, we'll get somebody after one of the practices. And I feel like this will be we're back to almost like the days of 2011 where almost anything you would hear from some of the star players was newsworthy.
Yep.
I'm excited. There's I've got that feeling.
I am too.
I've got that old 2011, 2012 feeling again.
We'll check with John and Landry. My guess is they're going to carry some of that stuff during In the Loop today. The press conferences are at noon, so they come down right in the middle of their show. So we'll get some clarity on that. But we're off and running on a Monday. It's great to be with you. Hope you had a phenomenal weekend. Get your taxes in today, too, people, by the way. They're due today. Cal and Hannah making the rounds late last week. Talked to pretty much every TV media outlet in town. They talked about Stephon Diggs. They talked about the Astrodome. We'll hear from the owners of the Houston Texans coming up next.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.